Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. It's 12:29 at 5:12 p.m. and it's time to gear up for a New Year's Eve. So, put on your mambo pants. That'll get your heart going. Pretty good, huh? Were you mamboing? Were you out there? Okay, we're going to talk about politics. Hang in there and I'll read your story. There is an outfit called Memri, M-E-M-R-I, and they're a service that translates from Arabic, Urdu, Pashto, any language that's affiliated with the Islamic world, and they translate all their articles into English. And this article, if you remember, when Kerry came out, one of the things that bothered me the most about Hanoi John was that he accused Netanyahu of being a right-winger. That's typical communist talk. Right-winger to me means mainstream American or mainstream Israeli. But Kerry called Netanyahu a right-winger. And Netanyahu came back and said that they have evidence that Kerry and Obama plotted not too long ago to pull this off. And so I'm going to read you an excerpt that was translated from Arabic to English. In mid-December 2016, a Palestinian Authority delegation met in Washington with officials from the outgoing, Obama administration. It looks like it got cut off. Yom al-Sabi, which is close to Egyptian intelligence services, published an expose of the minutes of the secret meeting, which included PLO Executive Committee Secretary and negotiating team leader Saeb Erekat. Palestinian General Intelligence Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Palestinian Foreign Ministry official Dr. Majed Bamya, a Palestinian negotiator, Relations Department Chief Nasser Adwa, and the head of the PLO delegation to Washington, Ma'an Erekat, with two U.S. Secretary of State Hanoi John Kerry, they don't say that, I do, and head of the PLO Secretary of State John Kerry, and the next day the two met with National Security Advisor Susan Rice, representatives of the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security, for a six-hour political strategic meeting. Majid, according to the report, the minutes of the top secret meeting of Kerry, Rice, Erekat, and Faraj reveals U.S. something 2334 regarding Israel settlements, which was adopted December the 23rd. So from the 16th, in 1 week, they adopted this. It states that the sides agreed to cooperation. The Security Council was empowered to coordinate with the Palestinian UN representative on the resolution. The meeting also, according to the report, was aimed at coordinating Kerry's attendance at the upcoming international move regarding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Kerry had said, offered to propose his ideas for a permanent solution at the meeting. Rice pointed out the danger of the incoming Trump administration's policies. The report stated. Preliminary moves that might provoke the new administration. Rice even offered to help arrange a meeting between and enlisting the help of the World Jewish Congress President Ronald Lauder. Also at the meeting, Erekat warned, and this is the gun to Obama's head that nobody's telling you about. Erekat warned that if the U.S. Embassy was moved to Jerusalem, the Palestinians would close all American embassies in Muslim countries. How's that? The report added that Kerry and Rice had fulsomely praised Abbas's policies on how he handled matters and aims to destroy the two-state solution. It should be mentioned that both Kerry and Erekat have denied there was any U.S.-Palestinian coordination. And that's what Memory is reporting, and that's from Egyptian intelligence, who they don't like either. They don't like the president of Egypt. Maybe that's because he's too chummy with Israel, huh? I like a sissy from Egypt. CNN tried to overthrow that country. They sent what's his name there? Badger Boy. And a CNN girl reporter. And they went to cell phone demonstrations. And Anderson Cooper, he nearly got raped. And the CNN girl did get raped. And they covered it up. So, we have no idea what we're doing, and why are we there? Don't be sending these schmucks to make more trouble than there is already. Hang in, and I'll give you a tune. Okay, it's time to put your cha-cha pants on. Okay, we're back. Let's see what other piece of literature we're going to read to you tonight. Hang in there. Bartender, a champagne. I have a Trump coupon. Okay, we're back. This subject is entitled Tweets for Trump. TW. Hillary canceled the fireworks 3 days before the election. Lots of fireworks now. Phone rings. Hello? Yes, I'm calling about the Hillary celebration. I just got back into the country. She won the presidency and the fireworks display. Voice on the other end says, no firecracker. What time will Hollywood be performing? No firecracker. I hear Governor Cuomo has ordered 200 hotel rooms for the New York Communist Division. No firecracker! No firecracker! And then the next story is Christmas Eve with the Communists. In the door they came with their tail, T-A-L-E, between their legs. What a sorry lot, complete disarray. Tom, don't mention Trump. They can't handle it right now. All their pettifogging issues shot down by Bible thumpers, farmers, fishermen, ranchers, hunters, moms and pops, you know, those Christian people with their kids. The undesirables who beat the Pharisees of Karl Marx. We just moved from New York to New Jersey to get away from the out of touch with America communist New York. Latte lickers and supporters of the all-inclusive party of whites only on the platform. Not one Democrat challenged the fact there was nobody of color running for the presidency. Not one Democrat. And the Republicans said nothing either. They didn't even mention it. You look up there, you see a woman on Social Security. and her only companion was Bernie the socialist. Unbelievable. There were no whites, no people of color. At least the Republicans had 17. They had a cross-section of America. They had 17 cultures on the stage. Blacks, Latinos, Italians, an Indian, Bobby Jindal. Women. They had everybody. But they're the racists. So, you would have to have oak for brains not to see this Clinton hoax. The all-inclusive party of whites only on the platform. The servants have to stay below. Tell you a quick laugh. There was a black guy who was very, very successful in business. And he joined the Democrat Party. And he walked in on a Democrat cocktail party. And he was looking around to mingle. And he walked into a crowd of about 8 guys and girls. And he said, "How's it going?" And a guy handed him an empty glass and said, "Rum and Coke." He's not in that party no more. Yeah. Unbelievable. So you'd have to have oak for brains not to see this Clinton hoax. There was only one candidate. One white candidate and tag along Sanders until told to pull up lame at the post. How any socialist could not see that they were had is beyond me. The burn. 3 homes, a socialist, said we will fight on the convention floor. And then he shoved his faithful followers out the door for 650,000 more. I was asked by my Leninist relatives how I like New Jersey. My reply was better than communist New York. Then I pointed out the communist mayor, de Blasio, Senators Heinrich Schumer and his staff of 129 sending out vote for Schumer letters, who, by the way, he's cutting the staff down prior to the Trump audit. Not to mention Senator Curse Them Killer Kid. Then we have Governor Cuomo, who had to cancel. You ready for this, taxpayers? He canceled 200 hotel rooms for the inauguration. Oh, the humanities. It's the Hindenburg all over again. So Trump saved New York taxpayers, Clinton hotel room bills. And he just got Boeing to build 2 AF1s for half the price. The demo commos were going to pay. Boeing is richer for it because they don't have to pay the $2 billion bribes packed into the price. The party of death to little children has to reorganize and get on the same page talking points again. In order to do that, they'll have to steal Trump's ideas and say that they pretend it was theirs. Trump is not president yet, and already he has the Japanese investing $50 billion in the USA. He cut the cost of planes in half. Mexico was bidding on the concrete that will build the wall. And the great news is Americans are saying Merry Christmas again. God is back, and everything is coming up roses. Things are swell. Things are great. You're going to have a whole world on a plate. Everybody sing. Trump has kickstarted America. Keep the ball rolling. Deny the demo comos a home on the range. We don't want to hear their discouraging words and cloudy issues all day. Do not trust the Trotsky media. Take your tweets from Trump, and God save the Constitution. We give you little gypsy kings from the caves of Granada.
Ese amor llega así de esta manera. No tiene la culpa. Caballo de la sabana. Porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así, de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado, ven, 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 ven. queda perdón de Dios. Tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te ha desamparado. Lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro alabando. Eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día lo cuento así de nada. Lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Bartender, another bottle of champagne. We have a second Trump coupon. We elected Trump. That's why Trump won. And he won the popular vote, too, if you deduct the 3 million illegal immigrants who voted more than once. Yeah. But we elected Trump. He is our leader. He is our president. And already they're telling him to cut out the tweets because they want to take whatever he says and they want to distort it. Better to get it from the horse's mouth, straight or from the leader, from the Gruppführer. Yeah. Don't let anybody get in his way. He has to succeed. We brought him to the battlefield. He is going to lead us and we are going to be right behind him, backing him up. Guys like Lindsey Graham, Paul Rhino, Matt McConnell, and sadly, a POW who got a bad beating at the Hanoi Hilton, he got the Jane Fonda workout, John McCain. Okay? These guys are off the mark. They cannot be allowed to interfere with Trump's plans. So let's take care of the rhinos as best we can and then concentrate on the Democrats. And now is the time to convince your Democrat friends, if they are Bible worshippers, if they are Ten Commandment followers, and if they are Christian or they're true traditional Hebrew, get out of that goddamn party of death. That is a death to children. That's a death by heroin. This party is corrupt. It's filthy. It's filthy, corrupt, and it's communist-led and motivated. Look what they've done to the universities. You think a guy shows up for a job in my place and he tells me he went to a college? You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing a dirty, brainwashed jerk. That's what I'm seeing. He could come in a tux. All I'm seeing is what I see on TV. And it's nothing but anti-American crap and being taught by professors who look like they're back in the 60s. It is really sad. Your college degree, you better have one in engineering, or you better have one in medicine. If you got one that says you're a social anything, you're going to get a tea biscuit. And as the Arabs say, Il Beb Biffa with the Jamel. The door is big enough for a camel to pass through. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. What are you going to specialize in? Organizing trouble inside my place of business? Yeah, that's what they do, man. They're spoilers. Then eventually they take a government job where they can't be fired. So, having said that, you got to give... Trump is like Secretariat the racehorse. When he first started, I called him Secretariat. Secretariat never lost a race. And he won the Triple Crown. And you just got to give him his reins. You got to give him his head so he can get there. Anybody that gets in his way has got to be stumped and trumped. Hang in there. We'll read some more articles. Let's go down to Brazil for some soul food. Handed a victory, a small victory that we can mushroom. We can mushroom. In 2 years, we can take out everybody that opposes Trump. There'll be a gun to their head. You oppose Trump, we're going to get you in 2 years. If the Christians and the Hebrews who love Israel pull out of the Democrat Party is finished. It'll be 30% of the population. And it could easily be done because they've done so much damage. Even with the media covering up 2,000 losses in Afghanistan, dead GIs, the media covered it up. You don't know about it. We lost 2,000 Americans under Obama in Afghanistan, 20,000 wounded. The wounded ratio went from 7 to 1 to 10 to 1. Under Obama. What does that tell you? Our boys are not getting the protection they need. And the media covered it all up. You don't know about one GI who died in Afghanistan under Obama. You know about the CH-47 chopper crash, which was an ambush to wipe out SEAL Team 6. And you know about the Benghazi, which they covered up, blaming some poor Arab who rotted away in prison for a year. Until nobody remembered his name, and then they whisked him out. Benghazi was a cover-up. 13 hours those guys waited for help. Those guys grew up watching westerns. When you heard the bugle, you knew the cavalry was coming. They believed in this country. They put their lives on the line for this country, and we could not send a medic. Yet, when Iran said, we want $5 billion, the plane was there within an hour. You could take a commercial airline and fly to Benghazi and be there probably in 9 hours. And those guys hung for 13 hours. And it was all covered up. And people that were wounded were put into hospitals, and they changed their names, and then they moved them to other hospitals. This is a giant cover-up. When Trump gets in there and he opens up this can of worms, you're going to be sick. You're going to be sick. And he tweets a lot. So you're going to get the news before the media can distort it. Benghazi was the worst. First time in America. Look at the two Navy ships with those guys on their knees crying with their hands over their head. Whatever happened to battle stations? Nobody takes a Navy ship. John Paul Jones lost his ship, and the only way he could win is he had to take the other ship. That's not the American way. Oh, help. You got a stand down president, draws a red line in the sand. Look at all the Christians being murdered in the Middle East. You hear him say anything? You hear him say Muslims are bad? That the Muslims are killing the Christians? Yeah, he's got an excuse for everything. That's why I whited him out. I skipped that president. I go from Bush to Trump. Hang in there. And the communists rewrite history. I said a long time ago, when the last World War II vet is dead, communists will rewrite history. They're rewriting 9-1-1. 9-1-1, the two buildings that came down were Clinton Towers. They had a chance. Osama bin Laden came 8 years before. And he failed to collapse the two buildings. And then he came back in 2001. And you want to know something? And when he came back, he took down those Clinton Towers. And Clinton's had two opportunities that I know of and you know of to get rid of them. The government of Sudan was going to turn them over to the CIA. All they had to do was put the handcuffs on them and bring them to the States. And then he was falconing in Afghanistan with an Emirates prince. And the CIA told Clinton, we got a chance, he's wide open, we can take him out. And Clinton said no. And I often wonder if that Emirates prince's father got a phone call. I saved your son's life today. Here's the wire transfer account number. We got a crooked government. The best thing that happened to us was Trump, because now they don't know where to bring the bribe money to. That's all gone. Cuomo, 200 hotel rooms for the inauguration. He's robbing New York. This goes on. One term per termite is your only protection. And the only lobby should be in a Trump hotel. No special interest groups, and now Trump is already talking about you can't work anywhere for 5 years if you're a politician. You can only work at Walmart bagging groceries. Hang in there, we'll give you a tune. Only 2 days until New Year's Eve, so you better practice your dancing. We'll give you something to dance with.
Dance with me. Oh, hold me closer. Closer and closer, much closer, while the music plays. Oh, my little darling, won't you dance with me? Oh, hold me tighter, tighter and tighter, much tighter, while the rhythm. Oh,
going to unite the country when for 50 years the communists, well, you call them liberals and left-wingers, I call them communists, how are you going to bring the country together? Hollywood makes fun of the South all the time. So that's a form of brainwashing. You come to believe what Hollywood's version of a Southerner is. Northern comedians all make fun of the Southland. And so you come to believe what they tell you. How are you going to unite a country when we're already divided very cleverly by the communists? And it is a communist division of unity. Let me give you a tune. Yeah, I'd like to see the Southland go into competition with Hollywood. I'm sure there's places in the South where you could put together a community and make good, decent movies and have your own Academy Awards instead of those flim-flam shows. Yeah, who's coming out of her dress today? Yeah, give me a break. Yeah, the Kardashian Awards. Yeah, unbelievable. You could do it up first class, like you do in Memphis with the music. I'd love to see that. Make only American history movies. It would be fantastic. Okay. We got a song for you. My Own True Love. Universities are a disgrace, and the Catholic universities are a bigger disgrace. They all threw God out, just like the Democrats did at the convention before last. They threw God off the party platform. Nobody will tell you that, and the media covers it up like they covered up the 2,000 dead GIs for Obama in Afghanistan and the 20,000 wounded. But the media has been our enemy from a long time. Back to Walter Cronkite, the most honest man in news media, who sold us out at the Tet Offensive. Those poor guys that went to Nam, I don't know how they ever had any peace of mind when they returned. While they were over there bleeding and being butchered, they were being betrayed back home by draft dodgers, cowards who refused to go and help their brother citizen. And then those cowards went and became senators and congressmen. You look at John Kerry. He's a prime example of a traitor. And look what his position is today, Secretary of State. And he wants to go to war with Russia. But he won't be there to pull a handle on a 50 caliber machine gun. No. Send some mother's son there to die. Give her a folded flag and spit in her face. Go to hell, you bastards. Trump is our salvation. Trump can turn everything upside down. It's all about the money. Everywhere in Washington, it's all about the money. Let Trump expose all of these termites and expose them for what they are. And you, wait till you see the money that he is going to save the taxpayer. Wait till you see what happens. And I'll tell you something, everybody's afraid he's not going to live up to his promises. I believe he's the man who promises less than he can deliver, and he will deliver more than he promises. So, having said that, I'm going to play My Hero. Dope song. You see what's coming, right? There are already ads, Wall Street type ads. Invest in marijuana, you'll make a fortune. Everybody's going to be selling weed. And you notice there's no more anti-drug commercials put out by the government. Where you used to, or remember when they used to do cigarettes? You know, if you smoke cigarettes, this is what you're going to look like. There's none of that now. The only thing they're doing is trying to convince you that weed is good for medicinal purposes. Let me tell you something. There's a product that has been used forever. It is called Marinol. It's the same stuff. And they have it in liquid form, and they have it in suppository form. But these people want you to smoke it and suck it into your lungs and lay down on the floor. They don't want you taking the prescription the doctor can give you for Marinol, because this is going to be the biggest industry in the country. And you know what else is going to be a big industry? Rehab. You see the ads for rehab? I got news for you. The only rehab you're going to get is a walk in the park. Yeah. You're in trouble. You're going to be a victim like Mr. Kicks.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. I dwell in a dark dominion away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. Passage, a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of fly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause Kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only Kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover. She knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now while her pills couldn't stop her, when she's on a manhunt for Kicks. Kicks, yeah, yeah, looking for kicks, just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's sinful servant sent to get you in a fix, so look me up just anytime. The name is Mr., name is Mr., name is Mr. Kicks.
Everybody's upset with Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. Taking a knee to kill policemen. But when Tim Tebow took a knee for Jesus, they mocked him. They made fun of him. They called him a loser. But Colin Kaepernick is a communist hero, and he is a communist. Now, my question is, how soon before he goes Muslim jihadi? He's borderline. But, and then, people will argue, the communists will tell you, flag burning is freedom of speech. No, it's not. Flag burning is an act of treason. Yes, and it's a desecration of a sacred shroud. The shroud that covers 2,000 Americans that Obama killed in Afghanistan. The shroud that covered the 4 who came home from Benghazi. American flag is a battle shroud, and it is not to be touched by subhuman hands. And I say the only way you should be allowed to burn the American flag is on a cold, rainy, windy day with a wet book of matches in front of a 6,000-man firing squad. And naturally, the firing squad goes first. So, I'll give you a little shot of patriotism, because you need it.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues away, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound from
to the author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. From every mountainside, let freedom ring, ring.
When I was running for president, I created my party platform. I'm going to share it with you. I only got one vote. $10 a barrel for oil. We have the capability of producing our own oil. We don't need anybody's help. Nobody. We don't need Arabian help. We don't need Russian help. We got our own jackpot right here in the U.S. And for the American people, oil should be $10 a barrel. And then we'll sell the rest at the market price. 1 million fewer abortions in the USA. Can't we save one kid? Better treatment for poor American Indian tribes who serve as warriors and never complain. You know how many years the communists have been trying to stir them up? There should be land swaps under treaty for better lands. Obama just took like 1 million acres off of the market and made it and gave it to the government. But I didn't see him going to some poor Indian tribe and saying, you know what? I got a piece of land that's a lot better than what we stuck you with. How about we swap? He won't do that. The land he's securing is for foreign powers. Increase income for police and military. A $1 million combat zone death benefit. $500,000 for each limb or vital organ that gets lost. Immigration slowdown until we regain control of the flow. That's what Trump's doing right now. Complete elimination of drugs in the USA. Trump wants to do the right thing for the people trapped in the ghetto. But it's not going to work. You want to know why it's not going to work? It won't work until you get rid of drugs. No kid, young kid, is going to go and flip burgers in Burger King when he can make $1,000 an hour selling drugs. And when he gets caught and it's his first offense, they let him off. Use Indian tribes to patrol the borders and do not pay for scalps, only beards. Full tax deduction for religious education. Religious people pay twice for education. And, of course, the communist answer will be, well, they can go to public school. They don't have to go to Christian school. No, we want to go to Christian school. And if you're going to take our money to teach communism in public school, we want to keep some of our money and build schools for Christian kids who believe in the Bible, who believe in the Ten Commandments, who believe in God. And that's who runs this country, in case you didn't know it. And if you tick them off, you'll take the sun away, and then where will you be? 1 year draft for all at age 19. That's it. Turn 19, off you go into the wild blue yonder. And that'll put an end to all these mall riots and all the wise asses and pooping on cop cars. Down payment guaranteed loan, $100,000 for home buying or small business venture or education. 1 year of military service is the requirement. Anyone who has served in the war on terror can walk into any American university and demand their free upfront seat. 11, take care of our own first, a full time. 12, stop buying friends. 13, all foreign language stations must have English subtitles. We need to speak one common language. the one that is on the Declaration of Independence that was signed and dated this fourth day of July in the year of our Lord, 1776. Merry Christmas, everybody. Basic foreign language training for all military personnel. Free binoculars for everybody on the East Coast and a profiling chart. All media has to display the flag and play the Star Spangled Banner once a day. Used to be that way when I was growing up. TV opened up at 6 in the morning with the Star Spangled Banner and closed at 11 o'clock at night with the Star Spangled Banner. The Pledge of Allegiance has to be said in all workplaces, events, schools, and rock concerts. And Mickey Jughead can only sing in prune commercials. The Pledge of Allegiance has to begin with "In the name of the Father." The Great White Father in Washington can have a tan. If you offend anybody under First Amendment pretenses, you must wear size 29 clown shoes forever, including bed. All politicians have to take a lie detector test immediately before and after campaign speeches. Bring back the two-party system. Republican Party is 30% Democrat. The Democrat Party is 50% communist. And if you're a Christian, or you're a Bible toter, or you're a Ten Commandment follower, get out of that party of death. It is not for you. It is, they hate God. Get out of that party of death. They're killing kids, 4,700 a day. Nobody, no casualties have ever been counted as high as child murder. And one term only for politicians, really serve your country. Minimum wage, no overtime, no perks. We will keep the trillions. One American, one vote. Okay. Do you know what Morse code is? Do you know if you're stranded somewhere on the water or in the woods, you got a flashlight, you can signal an SOS? Do you know what an SOS is? It's three characters. It's either dash, dot, dash, or dot, dash, dot. So, and you hold your flashlight, and so you hold the flashlight for a longer period of time, that's a dash. If you press it real quick, that's a dot. So it's either dash, dot, dash, or dot, dash, dot. You can try them both, and somebody will find you. So I'm closing with the Morse code of love.
Did dot did it, did dot did it, did it, did dot did it, did dot.
Da da.
did dot did it did it did dot did it did dot.